Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. For once, I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore.
.38 here on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings. We're looking at 74 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We love to say good morning and hello to our listeners on AM 1340 and those listening on the free WRHI app. If you don't have that app, you can download it, take us on the go, and you'll be in the know.
We also want to welcome those watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103 as well as Facebook Live.
Before we get to our next guest, we want to wish a happy birthday real quick to Jackson Madden.
That's right.
His mom, of course, is Catherine Madden. Friend of the show here on Palmetto Mornings and so much more here at OTS Media. So happy birthday to you, Jackson. We know you're listening. Hope you're having a great birthday and hope you had fun in Florida. Can't wait to hear about
your trip to Universal Studios.
Well, our next guest, we love these folks. They are from the North Central Family Medicine. That's because this is National Health Center Week. We're excited to have Nikita Jackson and Roxanne Rollison Ray, who is the Chief Operations Officer. And good morning to you both, ladies.
Good morning.
This is your week to shine, isn't it, Roxanne?
Yes, it is. Although we're shining all year long.
That's right. I like it.
That is very true. It's just extra bright this week.
That's right. Absolutely.
Well, Roxanne, tell us a little bit about this week. It's National Health Center Week. What's the purpose? What's the definition of a health center? And then what are you all doing at North Central?
Health centers are across the nation. We are a federally qualified health center. And being federally qualified, that basically means we get federal funds from the government each year to help offset the cost of health care services for the people that need them in the community. Health centers, like I said, there are thousands of them across the nation. And this week, we are just wanting to shine the spotlight on us to let people know that we are here for them, and we're here for those from all walks of life, whether you're insured or uninsured. That's what health centers are for. We're the medical home here at North Central for 11,000 people in our community.
Wow.
The people who may not otherwise have access to health care if we weren't here.
So if listeners aren't familiar with y'all and where you are, tell us where you are and then what kind of services they can get.
Absolutely. We are located in three locations, actually, two here in Rock Hill and one in Chester. We're on the Saluda Street corridor. If you go down Saluda Street, you'll see us, 1131 Saluda Street and 1140 Saluda Street. We have primary care services at our locations, and we also provide women's health care services. So we take care of those from prenatal to geriatrics. We like to say the womb to the tomb, but we are there to provide primary care, internal medicine, like I said, women's health. We also have behavioral health services as well. We have a registered dietitian on staff with us. And, of course, you all know about our pharmacy on Saluda Street.
That's right. Love that pharmacy.
That we opened in January. Mm-hmm. And we just love that because we're able to provide deeply discounted prices for prescriptions to those in our community. And, again, people who otherwise would not be able to take the medicine that they need to take for their health care.
And not to mention it's so centrally located to
Absolutely.
Where you are. It's just right down the block.
Absolutely.
So, great.
So that's who we are, what we do. We provide x-rays, ultrasounds. We have a great team of community health workers that help connect people to other health services or other resources in the community. Those things that may not naturally come up in the exam room, but affect their overall health care. Like people may not be able to pay for their medicines or pay for food that they need. So our community health workers are able to get them connected to people that can help do those things. This week, National Health Center Week, it started on Sunday and it goes through Saturday. We are providing different events for people to come and check us out and have fun and just get their health care checked out. They can have glucose screenings, blood pressure screenings. So we have a lot of events going on that I'll let Miss Nikita Jackson let everybody know about.
This is the fun part, the celebration part. We are having a health fair today at 1131 Saluda Street. And if you're not doing anything, stop by between the hours of 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. We're going to have a band out there to celebrate this momentous occasion. But for celebrating National Healthcare Center Week, we're spotlighting several aspects that we feel like hits home to us here on the Saluda Corridor business area. We're focusing on the kids. So we have a station set up. It's called the theme of National Healthcare Center Week is the roadmap to a stronger America. So we're focusing on the kids. And so we have a kids corner where the kids can go in and learn about how to be healthy mindset-wise, how to be healthy activity-wise, how to be healthy nutritional-wise. And so we have a lot of resources that we're going to give out to the kids today. And we actually have our conference room set up like a roadmap and have street names for our pediatric department. So we have a Dr. Tafari Boulevard, Aaron Drive, Joyce Road, Stacy Avenue. These are the people that take care of our pediatric children when they come in. We're focusing on our patients, thanking our patients for allowing us to be their home health care. We're thanking our stakeholders who put in the volunteer time and effort to set the policy and the tone in which how our operation is ran. And then we can't forget about the employees, and we will have an employee appreciation on Friday just to celebrate all of our employees and let us know that we thank them for the services that they provide to our community, because otherwise they wouldn't be able to get the service that that we provide.
North Central Family Medicine, it has been such a fixture here in Rock Hill, and it is such a place for folks to get all their health care needs taken care of, as both of you ladies have described. No questions asked. And I know people have the white coat syndrome. When they see a white coat, they freeze up. They don't want to share anything about their health. But boy, you know your body better than anyone else. If you know something is wrong, get help. I mean, these folks just want to help. Now, their ways of going about it, you might not like, but they want what's best for you and your body. And boy, getting them started young like that, that's wonderful. And make attention to detail and making it fun. Yeah. Then they won't have that white coat syndrome.
That's
then they'll take care of their health. They'll know their numbers. They'll know their weight. They'll know how to eat healthy and what to do, and know that it starts with the mind and the body. And all just do that so well at North Central Family Medicine. So just kudos to y'all this week, and glad you can shine extra bright for sure.
That's right. Happy National Healthcare Center Week.
Nikita Jackson, Roxanne Rollison Ray over there at North Central Family Medicine. Go out there and say hello to them. It's